And so today we hear Jesus says, I came into the world as light. Now I brought out from the sacristy, the picture is the last picture you see before you enter into Mass. And it's called, those online probably aren't going to be able to see it at all, but the rest of you in the back, you won't be able to see it either. But maybe it's St. Joseph working and Jesus holding the candle in front of St. Joseph so he can work. It's called the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world and brings life first to Joseph, to Mary, and to all the people he was with every day for 30 days before he started his public ministry. So just by being with Jesus, if you will, he brings light to our lives and to our world. But the important thing with Joseph was just being with Jesus. Think about the great blessing. That as long as Joseph was alive, we don't know when he died, of course, but we figure he died before the public ministry of Jesus, that Joseph got to spend every moment with Jesus. But then again, Jesus got to spend every moment with Joseph. They were in an intimate relationship, and this intimacy brought great light to Joseph. Joseph, again, has always been my favorite saint, even before he became popular and everybody's going crazy with him now. And, oh, Joseph, Joseph, and they got all the books. That's great. Where you been for 60 years is what I've been saying. Joseph has always been. And the reason is because Joseph was like us, most people say, most traditions say. He was like us in all things, including sin, right? So Joseph, I can relate to, and he can relate to me. Because it's very hard when you look at Mary, because Mary is the greatest person that ever lived on the face of the earth next to Jesus, but she was preserved from sin from the moment of her conception. Now, anyone that knows me knows that's hard for me to relate to, because I have not been preserved from sin from the moment of my conception, and neither have any of you. Jesus was God, man, no sin. Joseph was a man like all of us who are men, and he sinned. And yet he stayed close to Jesus. And Jesus' light conquered any darkness inside of Joseph just by him being with Jesus. So that means for us that we need to make sure that we spend time with Jesus. I was just talking to someone the other day, and they looked at me and said, oh, Father, you know, I don't get you, how you can sit there and talk about knowing Jesus. Well, it's because I spend time with him every day. Every one of us can do that. If in your heart of hearts you don't know Jesus, be St. Joseph. Spend time with him. If you don't have a relationship with the person of Jesus, in your heart of hearts, if you can't say, I know Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, if you can't say, I have an experience of him, if you're just following the rules and taking evidence and saying, yeah, I believe it, that's not enough. And you can't just say, well, it's been that way my whole life. Well, you're not dead yet. God still wants you to grow in relationship with Jesus. But just as Joseph had to spend time with Jesus, we must spend time with Jesus. And again, Joseph, I'm sure, wasn't saying a bunch of prayers every time he saw Jesus. Wait, let me get down on my knees. Blah, 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 blah. He was with Jesus Christ. He loved to spend time with his foster son. Just by spending time with Jesus, shutting up long enough that we don't say a bunch of our words, it becomes superstitious. I say my prayers, making sure I get them all in. And Jesus says, would you shut up and be with me? Would you listen? Listen to me. I want to speak to you. I have things to say to you. I want to be your light. I want to be the one who lets you see, because light lets us see things, right? And so when Christ is our light, we get to see things as they are. We get to see true reality. And here, this light, again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago because it was the gospel, and Jesus again says this. I don't know if we can hear him or not. But Jesus, who is God, tells us, if we listen, I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. We spoke on this 2 weeks ago. There's still too many of us that do the exact opposite of Jesus Christ. His light should make us see, and being with him should make us hear. If we shut up long enough, we can hear Jesus say, I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. That'll save us so much of our time and energy. When I say, Jesus, and let your light shine in me, that I might be the one who brings your light to shatter the darkness of the world. His light is strong enough, stronger than any darkness that's in the world. And we can focus in the darkness and curse the darkness and complain about the darkness and say how dark it is, or we can shut up and bring the light of Christ to the darkness. It's your choice. You get to have a choice in this. Most people not here, hopefully not listening to this, are going to choose just to sit there and be in the darkness and curse the darkness and talk about how bad it is. You're going to choose to bring the light of Christ, who you know, who you spend time with, and who's conquered the darkness in your life, with his light, and you bring his light to the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. That's what this light of Christ should be saying to you and me. When we see reality as it is, when we know Jesus Christ, when we know his love, do you think that St. Joseph knew the love of Jesus? I think so. Why? Because he spent time with him. Do you think if we spend time with Jesus, we'll come to know his love? Absolutely, positively. So let's ask Joseph to pray for us today, that we would get to know Jesus as well as he got to know Jesus by spending time with him, that we would stop just cursing darkness and we would bring the light of Jesus to conquer the darkness, because the light will always win. We will always win in Jesus. That's called hope. Let's bring that to the world. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.